second conditional. Use the second conditional to talk about impossible, imaginary, or unlikely situations. For example, if I were an animal, I'd be a tiger. That's impossible. What would you do if you had $1 billion? That's imaginary. If Americans ate less fast food, they'd be healthier. That's unlikely. There are two parts to a second conditional sentence, the condition and the result. The condition is formed with if plus the subject plus the simple past. For example, if he exercised more, that's the condition, he'd be thinner. That's the result. If I were taller, I could be a professional basketball player. If the teacher spoke more slowly, we'd understand her better. If your company went bankrupt, what would you do? It is possible to reverse the condition and the result in the sentence. If he exercised more, he'd be thinner, is the same as he'd be thinner if he exercised more. Here's how to form the second conditional. The condition is if plus the subject plus the simple past. If he exercised more, if I were taller, if the teacher spoke more slowly, if your company went bankrupt, and the result is the subject plus would, might, or could, and then the verb. With would, it's common to use the short form, I'd, you'd, he'd, she'd, we'd, and they'd. He'd be thinner. I could be a professional basketball player. We'd understand her better. What would you do? What's the difference between would, might, and could in the result? We use would if the result is more definite or certain. For example, if Peter asked Karen to marry him, she would say yes. In this case, we know that Karen loves Peter very much. It's more certain that she would say yes. We use might when the result may or may not happen. For example, if Peter asked Karen to marry him, she might say yes, but she might say no. In this case, we aren't sure if Karen really loves Peter or not. And we use could to talk about possible results. For example, if I had $1 million, I could do anything. I could buy a new car every month. I could have my own helicopter. I could live in a mansion. I could eat expensive gourmet food. I could quit my job. Could emphasizes the opening of possibilities. Now try the quiz to review and practice the second conditional.